Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Nate Burleson, and welcome to CBS Mornings On The Go. Ahead on this Thursday, June 4th, the director of the number one movie in America, 20-year-old Kane Parsons. He broke records with Backrooms. Why it could be the beginning of something new for Hollywood. Why it could be the beginning for something new for Hollywood. Also, Anthony Mason will show us some things you may not know about the famous folk song, This Land Is Your Land, as part of our series, USA to Z. Plus, quarterback Russell Wilson is joining me on the NFL Today this season. He will be here with a special guest, and the iconic Jennifer Lopez stops by with any winner, Brett Goldstein. They star in the highly anticipated romantic comedy, Office Romance. The actors tell Gail about their sizzling chemistry on screen. All that and more ahead.
But we're going to begin. I just broke my necklace running here to the set. Maybe CBS will reimburse me. We're going to begin this hour with the dramatic new video from Iran's deadly attack on Kuwait's main airport. Their surveillance video seems to show a drone hitting a terminal on Wednesday. One person was killed. Dozens more were injured. The strike was part of the worst series of attacks across the region in weeks. Charlie Daggett is tracking the latest threat to a ceasefire in this war.
Kuwaiti aviation officials released new security camera footage showing the precise moment an Iranian drone smashed into the passenger terminal. Unsuspecting travelers running for cover as a massive fireball blows apart walls, sending shrapnel and glass in every direction, filling the hall with smoke. A reminder that the war against Iran is not America's alone. Despite the sharp escalation and attacks from both Iran and the U.S., President Trump says the fragile ceasefire with Iran still holds.
You know, I'd say in that part of the world, ceasefire is when you're shooting in a more moderate manner.
Which may be a way to describe the U.S.-brokered conditional ceasefire renewed overnight between Israel and Lebanon, with plans to create pilot security zones inside Lebanon where Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed militia, would be banned. But this morning, the Israeli defense minister said Israel will continue its military operations in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah and attack the capital, Beirut, if Israeli communities and territories are targeted. Nate?
Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv, thank you. Now, we know by now the Knicks took game one in the NBA Finals last night. And now if every other game in this series is going to be like this, we are in for a treat. Knicks fans waited 27 years for this game. Their star player, Jalen Brunson, he went to the locker room early in this game with a knee injury. That's not an ideal start. New York was down by 14, and Jalen Brunson said, "I don't need that knee." He scored 30 points, including this dagger to put the game away in the fourth. Swish! The Knicks win 105-95 in San Antonio. And here in New York, fans were going nuts. And you can't blame them. They have waited so long for this. The Empire State Building lit up in orange and blue. And check out this omen right here. The moon was Nick Orange last night. That is pretty cool. But you know what? I get it. I'm excited. And I'm happy for Knicks fans. It's still
Spurs in seven.
Wait.
I was like, where's... I'm a Knicks fan. I got hit with the strap.
See how you missed all them shots just like y'all was doing in the first quarter of that game.
You are just a glutton for punishment. I don't know, Nate, why you're doing this. You actually really do believe...
Listen, I want the Knicks to win. The NBA is better when the Knicks win, but...
But you just believe that the Spurs...
This week, I'm feeling like a villain, and I also... Listen, Mitch Johnson...
Nice, though, because you're always the good guy.
Let me give you a little bit below the surface. Mitch Johnson, the head coach for the Spurs, he went to my high school, O'Day High School. He's a Seattle guy. Then also Dylan Harper is a Jersey guy.
Yeah.
And I love Wembanyama. So,
right.
Spurs in seven.
How much paper are we wasting?
I just think you're a very brave man and a little crazy. Thank you, Nate Burleson. Time now for a look at some of the other headlines that caught our eye. Kelly O'Grady has returned. We love when that happens. Good morning, Kelly.
Love to be here, Gail. Good morning to you. All right, we're going to begin with some staggering numbers from Elon Musk's SpaceX and what is shaping up to be a historic public offering. So the company revealing on Wednesday that it plans to raise $75 billion in its IPO. That would value the company at nearly $1.8 trillion. It's selling more than 555 million shares next week at an initial target price of $135 per share. And if that price holds, it would make Elon Musk, who, by the way, is already the richest person on the planet, the first trillionaire. Yes, you heard that right. That's a big number. All right, next up, we've got a shocking and deadly collision between a train and a semi-truck. So authorities say the truck hit the train in Iowa yesterday, derailing 17 train cars and two engines. One person in the truck was killed and another seriously injured. Three people were aboard that train, but they suffered only minor injuries. And now to some legal trouble that's brewing for the San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. An arrest warrant has been issued in a speeding case tied to a video he allegedly posted on his YouTube channel. This was in December of last year. It comes as his future, of course, with the team is already uncertain. The video appears to show Ayuk driving past Levi's Stadium at speeds of more than 100 miles an hour. The 28-year-old later apologized, posting on social media that his, quote, car content won't come with speeding anymore. And finally, I've got a jaw-dropping scene in Seattle for you. Take a look at this. So there's a red SUV driving onto the light rail track at a station and becoming stuck, disrupting service for hours. The 70-year-old driver was later taken to the hospital for evaluation and will not face charges. And get this, she told police she was following her GPS.
Oh, okay.
Maybe sense check it.
Yeah. Maybe update it a little bit.
Yeah. Eyes on the road.
When the GPS is steering you in the wrong direction, you might think, I'm not going to listen to you right now.
Shelly, thank you very much, as always. All right, we turn now to the desperate search for an American college student missing in Japan while on vacation with his family. The 20-year-old was last seen on May 29th when it appears he boarded a train alone. Anna Korn has more, including what his parents are saying.
Rescue teams scoured the hills near Kyoto, Japan, by air and by foot, searching for missing Auburn University student James Weston Higginbotham.
He's just an amazing, amazing kid.
His parents, Nancy and Keith, say the 20-year-old college junior was last seen wearing his Save the Bees t-shirt and lavender pants. After lunch with his family on May 29th, Higginbotham decided to stay back while his parents and brother visited a nearby temple. Around 6:30 that night, his parents saw his location move and texted him for updates.
He didn't answer and we're like, this is very strange because he's, you know, we can see him traveling most likely on a train. And then he continues not to answer us and then it just goes completely dark, like locations turned off. And everything.
His parents say CCTV footage captured Higginbotham leaving the Yamashina train station that evening. They say their son is an avid hiker and he was likely going to trek a nearby trail.
He has survival skills, and I don't want anyone to doubt that if he is lost in the woods, he is still alive.
Growing up, he was always just there for me.
Ryan Mussolino has been friends with Higginbotham since second grade.
I knew every time I was going over to Weston's, we were doing something in his backyard. He just loves the outdoors, has always loved the outdoors.
The family was supposed to fly back to Alabama today. But as the search enters day six, they say they'll stay in Japan until he's found.
We had to call Delta and explain the situation. They're like, is it for four? And I'm like,
not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Now, canine dog units have been brought in to help with the search, but this search has been hampered by bad weather. There's been a major storm system that moved through the region in recent days, but come first light Friday morning, dozens of police and rescue crews will be out there, hopefully searching for James and finding him safe and sound. Nate, back to you.
Answering, is it for four with not yet? That hope is still there for the family. And for us, we hope that he is found safely. And Akorn, thank you.
Nate, let's hope they get good news because Japan is thought of to be such a safe place.
Yeah.
The people are so welcoming and so courteous to everybody.
For sure,
there.
But
gosh,
if you're out in the elements and something happens and no one's there to find you, that's
let's
the scary part.
News.
Let's hope that's not the case.
That's
all right.
This land is your land.
Our series USA to Z celebrates 250 years of American history and culture. Today is T for This Land is Your Land. While you probably know the words, you might not know Woody Guthrie's intention when he wrote it. Anthony Mason, who also hosts the YouTube show Alchemy with Anthony Mason, shares the backstory.
Folk singer Jesse Wells first learned about Woody Guthrie as a teenager in Arkansas.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
Of course, everybody learned This Land is Your Land as soon as you got into the public school system.
Yeah.
You know? And you didn't even know that was Woody.
As I went walking.
What did you hear in those songs?
It was just like if America was a person, and it sounded like anyone in my town in Ozark. That's what Woody sounded like.
Yeah.
I ain't got no home. I'm just a roaming around.
Born in Oklahoma, Guthrie lived through the Dust Bowl in Texas and the Great Depression. But This Land, as Philip Palmer of the Morgan Library and Museum told CBS Sunday Morning, was actually written in a New York hotel in 1940.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
He wrote the song in some ways as a satirical response to a very popular song at the time, God Bless America, by Irving Berlin, especially the Kate Smith performance of that song.
God bless America.
It bothered him that the song was so unapologetically patriotic and uncritical of the problems he saw in the country firsthand as he was traveling around.
Originally, it included two verses, often left out.
There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted, said private property.
There's an irony to the song. This land is your land. This land is my land. What land and how on earth do I afford it?
As I went walking, a ribbon of highway.
Its popularity spread in the 60s folk revival when Bob Dylan,
that ribbon of a highway,
the Kingston Trio,
I saw above me that endless skyway,
and Peter, Paul, and Mary all performed it.
A golden veil.
Bruce Springsteen, who played it on tour in 1985, called it the greatest song written about America.
It gets right to the heart of the promise of what our country was supposed to be about.
As I went walking.
Springsteen and Pete Seeger played This Land in 2009 at a celebration of President Obama's inaugural at the Lincoln Memorial. A friend of Guthrie's, Seeger told me for Sunday Morning in 2009 that the slogan on his banjo, "This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender," was an idea he got from Guthrie.
He had a sign on his guitar saying, "This machine kills fascists." Mm-hmm. I wanted to have something a little more peaceful.
This land was made for you and me.
But Woody Guthrie, who died in 1967, understood the power of song.
It is interesting because it's very durable as a song.
Durable, that's great.
This land is my land.
Songs are written in time and they belong to a time and a place. I do think that. But sometimes the time and place that they were written in never goes away. And that's what makes them timeless.
This land was made for you and me.
Our thanks to Jesse Wells, whose new album, Masks Off, is out June 12th, and he's kicking off his headlining tour on June 21st at the Hudson River Festival, which incidentally was founded by Pete Seeger.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it surprising, Anthony, that people still misinterpret the meaning behind that song all these years?
Yeah, later? Well, there are two key verses that are often left out, and I think that's why people miss it. It was a commentary on the state of America at the time. I mean, he'd been through depression. He saw a lot of stuff traveling around, you know, jumping freight trains and things like that. And
make sure you watch more of Anthony Mason's interviews on Alchemy. We are just 1 week away from the kickoff of the 2026 Men's World Cup. As tens of thousands of soccer fans pour into the U.S., security and safety is a big focus at 11 different venues around the country. Skylar Henry shows us how city, state, and federal agencies are preparing.
From Seattle to Houston, we set the bar high and looked at the worst things that could happen, all the way down to a lost child and fan fest.
In Miami, first responders nationwide are rolling out their action plans ahead of the 2026 FIFA Men's World Cup.
Well, time.
For years, they've conducted training for potential worst-case scenarios.
We have multiple firefighters down in bunker gear.
Emergency crews near Miami Stadium simulated a full-scale drone attack, with victims exposed to hazardous chemicals.
I got a metal thing in me, man.
You do, and it's not supposed to be there. We're going to do our best to carry you.
Precision is key. Response timing is everything. Local emergency personnel and federal agencies alike have been working in lockstep long before the tournament's first match, in command centers and in the field, rolling out new tech and new tactics for fan safety.
While there will be plenty of attention on the stadiums, there will also be a focus on the perimeters around them and protecting the tens of thousands that'll be at bars or World Cup events. Top security officials tell us they'll be taking years of anti-terrorism experience and blending that with new perspectives that they learned from going overseas.
Soccer fans in Europe are known to get rowdy, so planning committees spent time seeing how law enforcement there keeps order. One of the European-inspired tactics security in Atlanta is looking to implement: officers on horseback.
Working with the Atlanta Police Department and where best to program those mounted horse units to help guide and direct crowds to and from the stadium.
Joe Coomer oversees security for Atlanta Stadium.
It could also be a force multiplier if you need to close down roadways or direct large crowds to go in certain areas.
FEMA is allocating more than $620 million to the U.S.'s 11 host cities to secure what officials are calling the single biggest sporting event in history. The FAA is establishing strict drone flight restrictions near stadiums and fan festival locations.
What's your biggest concern?
Biggest concern of obviously the unknowns. Are we going to have a violent attack or drone attack or something along those lines? But what I can say is we've planned for all those things, not only locally, but with our state partners and federal partners.
For CBS Mornings, I'm Skylar Henry in Atlanta.
All right, coming up, the smash hit movie Backrooms is a stunning success story for Hollywood. We get the opportunity to talk with the 20-year-old director about his move from YouTube to the big screen. And speaking of Hollywood, J-Lo and Brett Goldstein talk to Gail about their sizzling chemistry in the new rom-com Office Romance.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Football fans, yeah. Does that music get you pumped up?
Well, yes.
I am pumped too, because we've got a new member of the NFL Today team. That's right.
Who is it?
Russell Wilson, baby! The Super Bowl champion, the 10-time Pro Bowl. He's joining JB Coach Cowher and yours truly on the iconic pregame show this fall. Hey, Russ, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Man, I'm so excited to be on here with you guys and excited for NFL. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast.
You know, I think so. I didn't hear anything after you said Russell Wilson.
I know. You kind of blacked out a little bit. Yeah. I got something else. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's not the only good news that we're going to share. Every good quarterback needs a good lineman in front of them. Oh. And we've got one of the best to do it. Let's bring out another new member of the NFL Today team, Chicago Bears legend, Kyle.
Oh. What's up, baby?
Nice to see you, man. What's going on?
What's going on?
Morning, y'all.
What's happening?
Good morning to you both.
This is so great.
This is great. All right, so I'm excited about this season. You know, Russ, I want to start with you, because we got this announcement online and people were thrilled about you joining the NFL Today team. And then we got a video from you. Yes. It was almost like your love letter to the game.
Yeah.
So what was behind that?
Well, you know, I wanted to tell the story of, wanted to paint a picture of just how much this game meant to me. The obsession, the love, you know, you do this for 14 plus years, and I wanted to take it back to my childhood. I wanted to take it back to the memories of my dad and my brother throwing football and the moon balls, like I said.
Yeah.
And just the history of the game, too, and what this game has meant to me, to be the second black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. And that piece of it, to Coach Carroll and honoring him and what he meant to me as a coach in Seattle.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, they raised me.
Yeah.
And so, but then also to say my thank yous to my family, to my dad, my mom.
I got choked up watching your dad, your mom, and of course your lovely wife, Sierra. I'm curious about the conversations you all had about going on your next chapter in your life.
Well, it's funny because my kids didn't fully know.
Yeah.
So as soon as my kids found out, my son Future, he was like, "So dad, so we get to play, you know, football and baseball more outside."
Oh,
and so he was so excited. So we immediately, as soon as I got home, he was like, "Dad, let's go play baseball outside."
Oh,
so that was cool. And so I think those things, and then it's a process to make that decision, you know. And I think at some point, you know, you have this, you know, decision to make. And I think God has blessed me with so much in the game of football.
Amen to that.
And all those years. But then you pull back and you say, okay, God, like, what do you have next?
What's next?
And I felt like I gave a lot to the game already. So now it's time to give more.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
For sure. Speaking of giving more, Kyle, you're a TV veteran. You come from good cloth, not just on the field, but off of it.
Good DNA.
And he's truly one of the best in the business when it comes to what he does on TV. How excited are you about joining the crew, the NFL Today, this fall?
You know, this is everything, Nate. I mean, hearing Russell talk about the transition from going from being a player to being in the media. When I first got out, I said, well, hell, I don't have a team anymore. Where are my real friends? And now every Sunday, I spend time with you.
Yeah.
And now we get our guy, Russell, who I've known since I was 14.
Really?
We've competed against each other.
Baseball against each other.
No!
Really?
Baseball and football. Although I never touched him in football. He was too quick. but this is everything a boy like me could have ever dreamed of, having watched my dad be in the studio.
Yes. Howie.
Sitting on James Brown's knee in 1994.
Oh, my gosh.
At the desk. Yeah. I knew this is where I wanted to be, and CBS has been awesome, and we get to do it every Sunday now.
I like the "Who are my real friends," but you all do seem like a family.
Well, we find our locker room.
That's true.
Nate, both of you guys, what advice do you have for Russell going from the football field to the broadcasting booth?
Just bring the same passion that he brought for the game to the studio. And I'm excited for people to not only see that he's a beautiful mind when it comes to his IQ.
And a beautiful man.
And a beautiful man, of course.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Calm down.
But he is, on and off.
In the aesthetic sense, but also right here. I know Russ. And I know him off the field, outside of his jersey. And people are going to get to see a different side of Russ, which I'm excited about.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to be part of you know, Russell's transition into being a man, not just a player, for people to know and understand. And we're going to be right there with him. I'm going to try to make him laugh every Sunday. And I played some golf with him last week. The guy is a great hang in long form, and everybody in America is getting to see that this year, and I'm going to be excited to be part of it.
All right. I think the big thing for me is you got to have a great lineman.
Yep.
Okay, you got to have some great coaches.
No doubt.
I got Bill Cowher on set. And that's then true. I got to have a great receiver.
Here we go. I was waiting to see if you was going to drop that in there.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, good to see y'all. Looking forward to kicking it with y'all this year on the NFL Today. Russell Wilson, Kyle Long. You can watch the NFL Today with me, Russ, Kyle, Coach Cowher, and, of course, JB. That's noon Eastern on the NFL Today. Sundays in the fall right here on CBS. And, of course, streaming on Paramount Plus.
But that's what's so fun about it. Just 20 years old, Kane Parsons, he's already making movie history. Remember this name? His new film, Backrooms, is about a furniture salesman who discovers an endless maze of office spaces with something very ominous lurking. We're all trying to figure out, what is it? So it landed the biggest opening ever for an original horror film and made Parsons the youngest director ever to top the box office. Yes, we are raving. The film grew out of a viral YouTube series that he created when he was just 16. That racked up more than 216 million views. Yes, you heard that correctly. We are very happy to say that Kane Parsons joins us live and in color in the studio. We are here just giving you a round of applause and cheering.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Great story.
To you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Let's let people get a sense of who you are, because you're working on your computer. You're doing videos on YouTube.
Yep.
Tell us what you were doing and when you started doing this.
Yeah, I mean, for a number of years, I've been teaching myself VFX software, just, you know, by any means necessary, sort of, since I would say, like, middle school. And, like, you know, hand-me-down laptop that I would kind of, like, upgrade over time. And it was during the beginning of the the pandemic that I started teaching myself the program Blender, which is this free open-source 3D software. And that's the tool that I use to this day. And I just started creating a lot of these like found footage style vignettes where, you know, human work, like having like a human in front of a virtual 3D camera is so much a CG human, you'll run into the uncanny valley fast. So focusing on environment and setting and everything was kind of my niche. And I kept doing that for a number of years. And eventually this series I started, which was an adaptation of this sort of online urban legend Backrooms.
Yes.
It really took off in the beginning of 2022, and it was, you know.
And here we are in 2026. But Kate, was it your dream when you were doing the YouTube videos to, quote, be discovered, to go to Hollywood, to become a director? Was that what you were hoping to achieve?
No, not with any specificity. What I was looking to do was probably more of what I was already doing, just hopefully with the dream of greater, you know, resources, more production value, being able to you know, there's like a pathway on YouTube to, you know, sort of accrue more resources with time just there. I do really think of YouTube as like a mean to its own end. Like, I enjoy it for its own sake. And then this project kind of arises as an interesting experiment birthed off of that one.
So one of the things that I was struck by in watching your film is this concept of backrooms and why it's resonated so much with younger members, people of your generation, the idea that they've grown up in a world where they feel that they're trapped in a maze, infinite feeds, infinite content, infinite choices. And here you're sort of giving a personification of that, that you're trapped in this world that you can't escape. Yeah. It looks real, but it might not be real. Is that where you drew the inspiration?
I mean, I think a lot of this comes from, there was this original image that sort of sourced this whole Backrooms concept. I mean, it was very much named that way online back in 2019. And I think there's a notion in that that was true there and has always been true with all of the iterations of it, where I think it's very much a reaction to anxieties around a monoculture and sort of, you know, the trend, the industrialized trends that have been, you know, steadily creeping into our lives more and more over the past few decades. And you know, I think it comes from this feeling like we're kind of at a place now in the world where so much of the life that we live, especially, you know, I can very much speak to this as someone who is 20. It feels like the mechanisms of the world have already kind of shedded their skin and they're kind of wearing a costume of the past a little bit. And so now you're kind of looking at something that is kind of walking and talking and trying to present itself as though it's a place from an earlier time.
And yet it's incredibly bleak because it almost tells me that your generation and younger people feel like there's no exit, just like in the film.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think it's very hard to find the way right now. There's a lot of noise. So yeah, I think it's kind of a response to some of those more atomizing effects that come from a
Kane. I think you're a grown-ass man in a young man's body. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm so fascinated listening to him talk, the way he thinks, the way he processes 100%. Things. I mean, when you heard that these numbers, that you at this age had achieved these numbers, I think the budget I heard was $10 million? $10 million?
Yeah. $10
million. $10 million made a...
$82 million.
That first weekend. How are you processing all of that? What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm not in the finance department, so I don't have to process
it. But you know those numbers are good.
Yeah, I know those numbers are good. I know that that means I will be able to be given the reins to do more of this. I know that as I would hope. But other than that, I do think that it's, you know, it's that's not really the area
That's not what you're focusing on. I get it.
I like that it has reached so many people, and I think Backrooms was a phenomenon in 2022. I thought that it couldn't really be topped. I thought it would kind of like reach the same level of craze. I was very wrong about that. You can look at the trend data and just see how much more prevalent of a event this is.
The other thing that's interesting is I read that you do not want to embrace AI. That's
absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Tell us why.
I mean, for me, the whole point of doing what I'm doing, like art is a way of processing life. That's inherently what it's supposed to be for most people. I don't see the value in like outsourcing any element of that. And when I'm looking at someone else's project, if I see an element of the environment has been like, you know, they use generative fill or whatever to change something about the scene, even if it just shuts off the part of my brain that wants to know more about that world and wants to look for details, because I would assume if they're willing to make an arbitrary choice there, they can make an arbitrary choice with literally anything.
Turning 21 in 2 weeks. Happy birthday to you.
And we're cheering you on. Can't wait to see what you do in Hollywood. It's going
to
be
great. Can't wait to see what you
Kane
do
Parsons,
next.
Thank you very much. You can see Backrooms in theaters right now. Go check it out. It is incredible.
All right, ahead, a major star. That's right, star power from Hollywood. Jennifer Lopez, Brett Goldstein. They talk about their undeniable chemistry in the new movie, Office Romance. Stick around. We will be right back.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings. It is time to bring you those stories that are the talk of the table this morning. Nate, you are up first.
All right, it's on me. So my talk of the table is an update on a viral story that we had a few weeks ago. You might remember this. It was a controversial finish at a North Carolina high school track championship. So as he won the race, Nyan Brown, he held up five figures, signaling that his team is winning their fifth championship. Officials disqualified him for unsportsmanlike conduct, so the team finished second instead. Earlier this week, that disqualification was overturned, and Brown's team was named co-state champions.
Yay.
So Brown posted a statement, and I love this, on Instagram. He said, "This decision isn't about me. It is about our team. We knew a fifth state team championship was possible coming into the season, and we earned it."
I'm glad it's resolved that way.
That wasn't egregious.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to embarrass the other athletes.
And he wasn't
just
giving the finger or anything. He was just number five.
Yeah, so
good decision there.
Love hearing that.
My talk of the table is a classic example of the show must go on. It's a wedding in Austin, Texas, where one of the groomsmen, when the tape comes on, look to the right, you can tell he's feeling a little shaky all of a sudden.
It's not always romantic. Sometimes love looks like sitting in silence after a long day. Sometimes it looks like laughing at something no one else would understand.
But what is so funny about
this?
Oh, no.
It's a long night.
Yes.
They got it in, Gil.
His name is Dayton Williams. He's 28 years old. He fainted. But the thing that cracks me up, not that he fainted because Dayton is okay, is that the officiant just kept going on with the ceremony.
Yeah.
Williams says it was really warm and everyone just wanted to get through the wedding. So they are married. Everybody's happy.
I don't know what I would
do. But even the groomsman stops for a second to help. But I can't believe that the guy just kept reading the thing.
Just kept reading. And nobody moved.
And nobody moved.
Nobody moved.
Because they saw him the night before going ham at the ball. That's why. They saw it coming.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Gail.
No, we don't. We don't know.
As a guy who's been tipsy a time or two, I know what that sway means. When you start doing that, your body is on autopilot.
Okay, Nate, stop.
I'm telling you. That's why you heard everybody go, ooh.
They stop. I'm going to pee. Stop. But what I couldn't get over is that nobody stopped. Nobody said, you know, let's help Dayton right quick and then carry on. Nobody did that.
I don't know.
Drunk Dayton did it again. No, I'm joking. Hey, we're glad you're all right.
You better hope. You better hope.
Yeah, you better hope you're
glad you're all right. All right.
He's trying to get us sued.
All right. Dayton, we love you.
We have all enough right. going on around here. We don't need... The newest rom-com duo with off-the-charts chemistry is coming to your screens. Lucky us. Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein. You might not have put the two together, but wait till you see this. Starring the highly anticipated new Netflix romantic comedy, it's called Office Romance. So what's it about? The movie follows two workaholics who fall hard for each other at the office. Lopez plays a tough airline CEO, and Goldstein plays her ambitious new lawyer. We sat down with them a couple of days ago to talk about it. But first, let's take a look at clips from the movie when the duo meet for the very first time and sparks fly for at least one of them.
You're very impressive. You glow.
You're the new lawyer?
Yes, sorry. I am he, Daniel Blanchflower. Nice shoes.
Well, he didn't have game in the beginning. Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein join us. Nice shoes. That was the best you could do. Nice shoes.
Yeah, he was dazzled.
And this is what I love so much about a rom-com. Help me understand, Jennifer, why I love it so much. Because I was saying when I was talking to him in the green room that I'm a hopeless romantic. And you said you're not a hopeless romantic. You're a...
hopeful romantic.
A hopeful romantic.
Yes, yes. I think rom-coms, romantic comedies... really kind of tap into something about life, right? Because life is funny, and that's the comedy of it, right? Like, it doesn't matter how, like, sad or whatever. Somehow you can always find a way to, like, giggle, even through tears sometimes. Yes. Life is inherently humorous in a way. And then the romantic part gives you hope. And I think it's the one thing that everybody's searching for,
yes,
right? It's like
yes.
you want to find your person.
And, Brett, I'm thinking you found your person when it comes to Jennifer Lopez. The reason why I love the backstory... I love the backstory because you said you wrote this movie with her in mind.
Well, I've always been a fan, famously, of J-Lo. But I think she's a tremendously underrated actor. I think everyone kind of takes for granted all the things she does, but she's a fantastic actor. And in this genre in particular...
Did you know her? You were thinking all these things about her. You did not know her.
No, it was all a gamble.
But you were just admiring her from afar.
Yeah, and we wanted to do something different than she'd done before because I'd seen all of her rom-coms, and in all of them, she's always, like, low status and she's aspiring to something and she's, like, on the outskirts of things. And with this, it was like, no, I want to do something where she's the boss. She's the CEO. It's more truthful to how I imagined... she would be in real life.
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say you have a crush on Jennifer Lopez, Brett
Goldstein.
What
on earth makes you say something so ridiculous?
But I love, too, Jennifer, to his point about she is a CEO. She's a Latino CEO.
I love
this. Airline company.
I love this.
I thought
right?
that
like,
was
little
an interesting
girls need
twist
to see
too.
This.
Yes,
right? Like,
yes.
I just felt, and I thanked him for that yesterday, because honestly, he just put me as the CEO of this company, and I didn't really think about it until later, which is great as well, right?
Yes.
Like, you're not thinking, oh, it's the Latin woman in the in this role. You're thinking, oh, this is a woman in this role. Yes, of course, she belongs in this role. But it is very important, the fact that I am Latina and that I, yes, that I am the boss here.
What would have happened, Brett, if she hadn't liked it?
We wouldn't have made it.
I'm very touched by that, Jennifer. That,
oh, yeah. Gail, I've been writing one for you, and but you need to make yourself more available.
Do I fall in love with Tom Brady? No, does he fall in love with me?
He does.
You're very
now.
Good at manifesting. And I just think he's one of the nicest people. And listen, I know it's an obvious joke, but I like that, you know, I saw a clip from 2022 when you were doing something with Ted Lasso. And they said, you said on the red carpet, I saw myself marrying J-Lo. I know you've seen
that.
I have seen it.
And so I'm thinking, you said that for, I don't think you were joking at the time. I love the chemistry between the two of you.
No, you're right. I wasn't joking. And shortly after I
gave that. Dead serious.
Shortly after I gave that interview, we got married.
And we've been married for years and nobody knows it.
No, but I mean, there is something, you know, they're all the talk about the chemistry between the two of you. I know it's called acting.
I think that how you all feel about this?
Yes.
Thank God everyone thinks this. Because the worst thing would be a rom-com where you're going, I do not want to see these two kiss. That would be a disaster.
Well, we don't believe them.
Yeah.
Right? I don't believe it.
You wouldn't necessarily put the two of you together, according to the writing of the thing, but it does work. It's like you're taking pot shots at yourself, is what I mean.
Yes, I'm.
He can, because he's incredibly charming and handsome and smart.
Okay, keep going. No,
all of that is true.
It is.
But what I liked about it.
What a morning.
No, and I'm not. I'm being serious about this. It's not silly. The storyline is great. I liked it very much. Jennifer, I just want to talk to you about Empty Nest for just a second.
Okay.
Because I remember when it happened to me. I remember dropping Kirby off and, you know, put on the brave face, and then you pull over to the side of the road and just have a little breakdown. But I also think it's such a great time in their lives and your lives, too. I'm wondering how you're dealing with it.
Yeah, I think it's all the feelings, right? Like, I didn't think until a couple of months ago, like, it really hit me.
Yes.
And when it hit me, I started really, like, having a lot of emotional moments. And one graduated last week, and one's graduating, you know, at the end of this week. And you do. You feel like, okay, I'm really happy that they're going to get out there and have their life and do their thing. I remember what it felt like for me at that age. I was like, couldn't wait to get out there and do my thing.
Are you both open to love at this stage in your life? You might already have somebody. I honestly don't know anything about your personal life.
Let's keep it that way, Gail.
Okay. Okay, Jennifer, I know a little something about your personal life. Are you open to love?
Yeah, everybody
at this point?
Did.
Yeah. Are you open to love still?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
Of course. I mean, to me, it's why I love romantic comedies and I love movies like this, because it is about, you know, life and the most important thing. To me, the most important thing in life is love.
Well, I'll just say this to you both. You know, I love the chemistry on and off the camera. If it does turn out to be something, I would like to be included in whatever future plans you have. Birthday parties, engagement parties, weddings, just please throwing it out there.
Please invite us to the Tom and Gail wedding.
All right. Yeah, can you let him know? He's not aware of any of this. Jennifer Lopez cheering you on always. Brett, I adore you. Cheering you on, too.
I
can't wait for people to see this. It's called Office Romance. It's on Netflix. Tomorrow. You know, from Kane Carsons to horror to a good rom-com never gets old to me.
Movies
I still
are
so believe in love.
My lifeblood.
Yeah, movies mine too.
Yeah,
mine
I love
too.
A good rom-coms.
Me too. That'll do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on CBS Mornings, your favorite morning show. Yeah, I said it. Take it easy.